Anti-Trump events continued around the world on Saturday, including a major women's rally in Indianapolis, attended by many local residents. The event was held in solidarity with the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Thousands of people crowded onto the lawn around the Indiana State House for this event. Before it began, Indianapolis resident Margaret Heckley said she was concerned about Trump and surprised at the turnout.
Oh, the attack on Planned Parenthood, Medicare, Social Security, the Affordable Care Act, a biggie, and just the fact that I think he is evil. I think he's without a soul, and I think he is in the office to serve himself, not to serve the country. His conflicts of interest terrify me. So basically, I'm just here. I couldn't believe there were more than three people in Indiana that agreed with me. I've always felt so alone.
A slate of speakers addressed the crowd, which was so large that not everyone could stand within listening range. One of the speakers, State Representative Dana Black, discussed the power of women's movements.
So ladies, I want to talk to you for just a second. You remember how we teach our young men that they are not supposed to put their hands on women? We teach them, you do not harm our women. But if you recall, during the suffrage movement, when women wanted to cast their vote in a democracy that they lived under, they didn't have a problem beating those women in the streets. But guess what? They had power. The suffrage movement had power, and the 19th Amendment was passed, and women were able to cast their vote.
Indiana State Police later estimated the crowd around 45 to 5,000 people. Those were the people that attended the rally in Indianapolis,